The quiet one is ready.
All right, we can go ahead and start.
Heavenly Father, the word says that we lack wisdom, ask of God to give us this liberty. And I ask you to give our commissioners and judges wisdom as they deal with the agenda. And we ask you to give our employee favor, Father, for upcoming raises and things concerning our employees. And I just ask you this in Jesus' name, that your name might be glorified. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one, indivisible.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. We will get started. Item number one, which is open court session for court and citizens on items which may need to be placed on the following agenda and for consideration. Each person addressing the court limited to 3 minutes. And as usual, unless it's an agenda item, we cannot speak back to it unless it's a factual statement about what would be said. So at this point, do we have anyone from the audience that wishes to address the court at this time?
Is this just general items at this time? Point or?
Yeah, you just have a general comment check in 3 minutes, just you just need to come up and
say.
He just had to go the long way around.
That's right.
His legs are short, so it took him a minute to get it.
He couldn't see me over the crowd. Good morning, Judge, Commissioners, audience. I just wanted to point something out that happened on Thursday, July 30th. Patrick Rainey.
That's your name? Where you from?
Good morning, ma'am. 1565 Texler Road, Vidor, Texas. I'm a member of the Morrisville Heritage Association. On the morning of July 30th, Thursday, I received a phone call from our maintenance department with the county that we had a leak on the grounds at the Crawfish Festival. It struck me as how awesome it is that we have members of the county out working that took a moment to go above and beyond. And I've called the judge about this, thanking him.
Thank you.
But they went above and beyond. They didn't have to call us. Reached out to my cell phone. Patrick, you got a leak. You got water in the ditch. What's going on out here? Now, I just wanted to thank you, and I wanted the court to know that this is what your guys are doing. Can't thank you all enough. So on behalf of the Heritage Association, we really appreciate you.
Thank you. Now you go, Chick.
Make sure.
Name, address, or record.
Chick Collins, 4658 Old Pivotal Road. Is that it? Need anything else?
That's it.
That's perfect, Chick.
That's perfect.
Hey, fellas, I got something that's I think is pretty important. I know y'all got a hard job trying to juggle money around, but our sheriff's department, they need more money for wages on the deputies. Our deputies are way below what the OPD and the city police are making. I know I've heard they make more than Jasper and Newton Sheriff's Department. I don't have anything to do with Jasper and Newton County. All I got to do is Orange County. I know what we need here. And I know we got good qualified people in other agencies that'd be willing to come to work for the Sheriff's Department if they could make a little bit more money. That's about all I got to say. We need another person. They've got four deputies per shift, unless something's changed recently. We need another person on each shift. We got a lot of territory to cover. We got four or five municipal areas and all this rural area. You know, it's a lot of territory, and we need good law enforcement people to take care of it. So that's all I got on my mind.
Thank you, Chief. Anybody else from y'all? Commissioner?
Well, I've got a lot on my mind, but I know we've got 49 agenda items, so I'm going to pass.
Me too.
I'd just like to say, I'd like everybody to think about Mayor McDonald's family. Mayor just passed away. He's very much an icon of Orange County, I would say. I've known him for all my time in office, and he was a good mayor, a great mayor, and he was all for the people. Just if everyone keep his family in their prayer.
I'd just like to recognize the Honorable Derek Staley for being with us today.
We mess it with it, man. I show up.
We can only hope.
I didn't say that, Gary.
Man.
Just thinking, Gary.
You know how hard I worked to get here. You couldn't say that.
We're going to move on past that. We didn't dig that rabbit hole any deeper.
Thank you, Judge.
All right. We're going to move on. And I have nothing to add to that. I'll just let that rest where it rests. But then we'll move on to item number two, which is discussion and possible action to reappoint Ida Shasso and Mike Marion to the Spindletop Center Board of Trustees as their term ends on August 31st, 2026. Anybody wants to talk about it? We just says reappointment to the board.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number three, discussion and possible action regarding approval for the Shugie Lane Foundation to display artwork and ribbons on the Courthouse Square for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is October, to help promote the End of the Silence campaign. We have someone that's going to speak to us. Ms. Emily, you going to talk to us a little bit?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. I'm going to get through this unlike the last 2 years. My name is Emily Ross, and I'm the founder of the Shugie Lane Foundation. For those of you who don't know my story, the foundation was created in honor of my mother, Shugie Lane Vasquez. My mother was murdered by my father as a result of domestic violence here in Orange County on May 16, 1997. I was 14 years old at the time. That experience is ultimately what brought me here and why 29 years later, I continue to speak about domestic violence. I can't change what happened to my mom, but I can use what happened to her to educate others, bring awareness to this subject that stays so hidden, and hopefully start conversations that may change someone else's life. This is my third year coming before Commissioner's Court to ask permission to use the courthouse lawn during October for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I first want to thank you. You have allowed the Shugie Lane Foundation to use the space for the past 2 years and given us the opportunity to put this issue right in the middle of our community where it can be seen. This year, I want to bring the display back to the heart of what Domestic Violence Awareness Month is about, the people. The lawn will be filled with purple ribbons representing victims of domestic violence. This year, I'm going to invite families to submit the names of loved ones whose lives were taken by domestic violence so that they can be individually remembered and honored as part of the display. There will also be awareness signs throughout the lawn with messages intended to educate, make people think, and most importantly, start the conversation. Because that's where I believe change begins, conversations. One person talks. One person listens, and someone recognizes what happens in their own life, their daughter's life, their friend's life, or their neighbor's life. And sometimes just one voice can change the whole course of someone's life. Over the past few years, different things have changed around us. Programs changed, administrations changed, people's changed, circumstances have changed. But no matter what the changes are around us, unfortunately, this conversation isn't going away. Not as long as that there are victims who need to be remembered, survivors who need to be heard, children who need to understand what healthy relationships look like, and families whose lives will forever be changed by domestic violence. So today, I'm respectfully asking the Commissioner's Court once again for permission for the Shugie Lane Foundation to use a courthouse lawn during the month of October for our domestic violence awareness display. Thank you for allowing us this space in previous years, and thank you for allowing our community to remember those who have lost, and thank you for continuing giving us a conversation that matters. So, thank you.
I know that's hard for you to do every time mm-hmm. you're here to do that. We appreciate you doing it. It is something that we certainly need awareness of, mm-hmm. among multiple things
oh, yes.
That are going in communities that people have no idea about.
Yeah.
Bringing that to the forefront is a appreciate it, and thank you for that.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask you too, because I share your sincerity in this issue and the importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a large county.
Yeah.
Would you be open to maybe a display on the Vider side, the west side of the county?
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Get a location?
Yes, for sure. I would love to.
Before you leave, let me get your contact information,
okay,
and maybe we can work towards
it. Yes. You. Okay, thank you.
Same here in Bridge City.
Okay, definitely.
Paint the town purple.
Yes.
I don't know how hard that is for me to say.
Yeah. I know.
It goes without saying that the substation in Bridge City.
Okay, I appreciate that, y'all. I do.
All right, I see a motion.
So move. Second.
Right,
move second for the purple.
One. All in favor?
You know, if you put a little bit of gold in that, that would really.
Yeah. We'll just outline it. We'll just outline it a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. Thank y'all.
You.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
Ma'am. Thank you. All right, item number four, acknowledge and presentation of Q2 2026 tax abatement report from Goldline Polymers. Ms. Emily again.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners, and staff. My name is Emily Mellon, and I'm representing Golden Triangle Polymers. I have our second quarter report in accordance with our tax abatement agreement with Orange County. This report covers the period of April 1st through June 30th, 2026. On page 2, under Vendor Supplier Opportunities, the total number of local companies on our approved vendor list is 35. The total number of local companies on our local first vendor list is 139. For this quarter, the EPCs report 10 local companies invited to bid for work. GTP reports 11 local companies invited to bid for work or issued purchase orders during this time. Under vendor supplier awarded, the EPCs report 10 local companies awarded bid for work for a spend on local contracted work of $3.3 million. GTP reports 11 local companies awarded for work for a spend of nearly $7 million with local companies for contracted work, for a total quarter spend as of June 30th, 2026, of $10,205,058. On the small purchase spend, which is total credit card spend in the community, the EPCs report a spend of $760,773, and GTP reports $92,130. For a total quarter combined spend with local companies on small dollar purchases, of $852,903. On page 3 and 4, you will see the list of companies in which this money was spent locally during the second quarter.
Pretty broad list.
And on page 5, notably, as we mentioned last report, we continue to surpass $500 million in local contracted spend. We are now at a total of $515,571,360 in local contracted spend. And on page 6, you will see new employment hires for the second quarter. For the EPCs, 8 employed from the local workforce for new hires, and GTP with the local workforce, with more than 3,400 local hires since 2023. And that concludes our report for the second quarter, 2026. If you have
Thank
any questions.
You, for that, I know that y'all are getting close to startup, working through that process, and so the employee number is certainly down because the construction phase is starting to come to the end. And, but all the employees at the facility itself, the GTP employees, they're all in place, and mm-hmm. all that's been pretty much handled on that. So it's just slowing them down on the contractor side as they finish up their projects. That's excellent. It's great. For that, y'all have any questions?
No, I was driving in town the other night. It's quite a display at night.
It is.
It's a whole lot of lights.
That's next.
As an ex-energy employee, I appreciate all those lights.
Certainly.
Right. Want to get a motion for the acknowledgement?
So moved.
Second. By second by 4. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Item 5, which is discussion and possible action to recognize and accept the quarterly reporting as presented by the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension and their programs. Megan, you are up.
Now, Megan, I told Franny that that she had to come with you and sing for us.
I've heard she's, I still haven't heard her sing.
We've she is amazing.
All this time, and I've heard she's so good. One of the people at Walmart and Stoppers. Yeah, one day she's going to sing for us at Volunteer Appreciation.
Well, come to church with us Sunday. You hear.
Good morning, Commissioners and Judge. My name is Megan Lee, and I'm the County Extension Agent for Ag and Natural Resources, and I'm here to report on our second quarter for Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. So I know on this first page it has to do with me, but I'd like to talk about me last, save the best for last. So
just came by herself now.
So, yes. So I'll start in the back with Fallon. Fallon, as y'all know, she's kind of, you know, we haven't had a stable ag agent for, I mean, I say stable as in multiple years on end, and I've always been told with this job it takes 3 years to kind of understand what you're doing. So she's had a lot of that on herself for 10-plus years, and now that we really have all of our positions filled, she's been able to do a lot more than what she has in the past. So we've done a lot of the summer programs. You know, she's always has a big success with her youth cooking program. That was great this year. She's also done a lot of diabetes education. She's starting to get into like wreath making and things like that. We've also done a lot of car safety seat checks. I don't know if y'all are aware that we provide free education, but free car seats to anybody in and outside of Orange County. So her and Kim are both certified in that.
How many do y'all do? You know, any idea how many
y'all
able to do?
I have a guesstimation of at least 10 or 15 a month. We have a lot of people come in, especially since the time I've started to now. I feel like a lot more people are aware that we do that.
On the youth cooking camp, is there, what would the possibility be of expanding that? Because it fills up so quick.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't able to get in, they would like to. What would you need to do we more
would,
of those or expand it? Is it possible?
I'll be honest, we lost a lot of our grants this past year with it, so it was a struggle kind of.
So it's a funding issue.
It's a funding issue, but also, like, we use the Expo Center a lot, and that has been, it's just having the space to do it in, too. But, I mean, I know Fallon would like to do it, and it's the lack of volunteers, because every year we always have just enough. And it takes a lot, because, you know, in our office we only have two agents, one assistant, two front office staff, and other than that, we operate completely on volunteers. So, yeah. But with Franny's been pretty busy too. You know, she's our 4-H assistant, so she's done a lot of hunter's education. In this past quarter, we've also gotten into Mauriceville Elementary doing wildlife conservation classes. We've gone to a lot of trainings, big time in D9. 4-H things. She had her youth clover camp this year, and that was a big success as well. Tonight we have our 4-H open house, so hopefully we can get a couple more kids signed up for 4-H. And as far as me, I feel like from this time last year to now, I have learned a whole lot of things as far as training. They have me going to trainings all the time. I just got back from the beef cattle short course in College Station. I'm currently being certified in a non-political commercial pesticide license, so I've been teaching those classes. I'm also starting a junior master gardeners program, so I'm very heavily involved with the master gardeners. We have 30 interns signed up this year, which is more than we've ever had sign up for an internship with us. So my goal in the next year is to have a junior master gardener program up and running alongside 4-H and things like that. So we'll keep making you proud, and we're happy to be here. Thank y'all for everything.
Thank you. Last week at our leadership advisory board meeting, mm-hmm. we found out that LCM is starting back up their FFA program. They
yes.
lost their charter, and part of that is due to this 4-H group because it's such a big group of kids coming up. They get to high school, they want to continue it.
Mm-hmm.
And, the next step typically would be 4-H, would be FFA, and they lost their charter, so they're starting back up.
Right. And we're really excited, too, because LSCO is really gearing up with their ag program, so we're hoping teach them, get them interested while they're young, and then force that into adulthood. So very excited for Orange County.
Thank y'all for what you're doing.
Yeah, thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Motion by two, second by three to accept as a record. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed?
Lost their charter. Granny's daughter, my daughter.
Item six, acknowledgments for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor August 4th.
From the general fund, $7,370.12. Adult probation, $13.68. Airport, $305.42, for a total payment of $7,689.22.
Move to go ahead and accept it to the record.
Motion by one, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Item seven, discussion of possible action regarding payment of August 11th, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings, and also specifically as follows. I'm going to save y'all the deal of me reading all of those items, so if you want to take a few minutes to look at all of them.
Oh, just, we got time. You can read them.
If you have any questions about any particular one, certainly ask the question, and then let me know, and then we'll let Penny finish up at the end.
Sheriff, I see three more Tahoes on here. Is that what the Sheriff's Department's shifting to and moving away from the pickups that we've been buying?
That's not three more. That's the actual funding.
Oh, that's the same ones.
Yeah. Okay. That's the funding of those.
Actually paying for them.
Actually paying for them.
Two last week. Last quarter.
It was the two that had the wrong seal.
Ah.
All right. Any other questions? Ms. Penn?
From the general fund, $639,797.23. Road and bridge, $176,653.60. Mosquito control, $46,454.25. Adult probation, $1,260.81. Airport, $34,235.40. Consolidated accounts, $15,683.42, for a total payment of $914,084.71.
Go ahead and pay the bills. List
above. Motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Number eight, discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer in the county auditor's office from 001-111-538-30 contingency of $32,000 to 001-111-580-60 bank services and fees of $32,000 to provide funds for bank client analyst analysis charges. Anything you want to add to that, Ms. Penny? Pretty self-explanatory.
Yes, sir.
All right. Motion by three.
Second
by two. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Stall time's coming.
Sure.
Lynn McCover, Orange County. You'd be so lucky. can you just explain what this is for? Is this something new? I don't recall seeing this before. And then I looked on the budget, and only $5,000 was actually budgeted. So can you just go into what?
So these are the bank fees from our depository contract, and the reason that it's so high this year is because we fell out of contract, and so our bid prices were not calculated in. So now that they've got the contract signed, they're going back and doing reanalysis for almost a year. And so once they get those fees reallocated, then they will credit the account.
Okay, so this will be credited.
at some point.
Well, and probably, well,
I was going to say, as much,
by the end of the month,
as much money as we have with the bank, we should have a little bit of leverage there, so.
Well, but have you ever looked at what you're charged in bank fees?
I'm not charged anything. I keep enough in there.
Anytime you make a deposit, there's charges. When you make coins,
I understand.
So there's tons and tons of fees that are associated, and when we work our bid, we try to work those fees down.
Okay.
But actually, there was like over probably about $45,000 worth of fees.
And it's not all on the bank either, because we let the contract. We had some issues with that.
Right, but this will be credited back.
And probably a pretty good substantial bit more than that.
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Motion by three, a second by two. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number nine, discussion of possible action regarding approving line item transfer in the county auditor's office from 001-111-5380 contingency of $25,000 to 001-111-5320-203. Sheriff criminal bonds return of $25,000, purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Motion by three. Second.
Second. Do we have any
questions?
Sure.
Hang on. So I got a motion by three, second by two. Now any further discussion? Now we go.
It's coming.
Here. We,
thank you.
Can we have an explanation of this? Exactly what we're paying here? And why?
Do I have an explanation?
Yes, sir.
No.
Penny?
If I may. So every year you have people who have to put in their bonds, and we have returns. Whenever they're doing a lot of work and everything, we have, it goes into the general. And so this, when we return their bond to them, it comes out of this account. You never know from year to year what it's going to be. So what was budgeted was not quite enough.
Yeah, some years are higher, some years are lower.
So these funds,
the amount of bonds that are paid.
You kind of receive them in the general fund, and then
we
kind of push them back to this
contract
fund. Yes. Okay, I got it.
But some years are higher.
Go ahead, Ms. Lee.
So, should we put the, if we're, this is bonds that we've already collected, and now, you know, since they showed up a court or whatever, we give them back, right? Is that the way this works? So when we receive the bonds, shouldn't that go into, since we know we're going to have to put that back, shouldn't that go into?
I think that's a discussion for another time. And everything, and where we're keeping our accounts.
Yeah, because that's really a liability, and we should be recognizing that liability, because we know we're going to have to give that back, for the most part.
It's not something that is budgeted, and this is to make sure that we have budgeted funds in the account.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Okay, we'll talk about it another time.
Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 10, discussion and possible action regarding approving the line item transfer county auditor from 001-111-51270, Group Health Life is $24,878, going to 001-298-51270, into the Group Health $6,360. 001-309-51270, which is a Group Health of $18,040, and then 001-744-51270, $478, purpose to adjust accounts for changes in our health insurance coverage.
And that would be the increases we made in the dental insurance coverage, wouldn't it? Is that the one?
No, sir. This is current year, okay. And this is like if you change from single to spouse or children or family. And so within departments or people move, they may have been that employee was in another department that was budgeted for it and moved to another department. So that's why I keep extra in the general 111 to be able to make those corrections.
Yeah, so if it goes into, and a lot of times you have to depend on your turnover rate, things like mm-hmm. retirement rate, those numbers go up.
I just thought that was broke out there in three line items. That's what we had increased three different
next
ones.
Next week,
I thought this
they'll probably be about 40 from
the end of the year. So our normal end of the year.
Just like
those
new
costs don't until October.
Correct.
Yeah.
So moved.
All right, got a motion by two.
Second.
Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion possible action regarding a line item transfer in the Road and Bridge Department from 001-111-53830 contingency of $20,000 to 002-573-54120 engineering lab fees of $20,000 purpose to cover the cost of engineering services from the AWC permits on Four Oaks Ranch Road. USAC permit services contract.
Give you an update on that. Keystone told me earlier this week that they just about finished with the drawings to submit for the nationwide permit with the court.
Okay.
And basically we're paying it out of the Road and Bridge Fund, so this is to put that money that the court allocated to pay it.
Okay. Yeah, we need to get that done.
Is that washed out road?
Yes, ma'am.
River's taking it back.
Yeah.
Nature is reclaiming.
Imagine a river coming out of its bank. Can't even imagine that.
All right. Motion by three.
Second.
Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 12, discussion of possible action regarding a line item transfer for Justice of the Peace Precinct 3 from 001-227-5210 office supplies of $77 to 001-227-54955. Data services, $77, purpose to cover costs for the remainder of the year. Anything I think I saw pretty well. Anything that you wanted to add to that? This is pretty self-explanatory. Okay.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion?
How about you?
All in favor?
Aye.
Number 13, discussion and possible action regarding line item transfer for transportation from 001-601-54130, contract service maintenance is $110. To 001-601-59999 other of $210 purpose to cover expenses for the remainder of the fiscal year. So there's a lot of these because it's the end of the year.
So moved. Second.
Motion by one, motion by two, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item 14, discussion and possible action regarding line item transfer for mosquito control from 003-490-54950 miscellaneous fees and services of $4,000 to 003-490-54580 license and permits of $4,000 purpose to provide funds needed for the remainder of the year.
I mean, I don't have any problem transferring the money, but I am curious, the license and permits, do those fluctuate throughout the year? Shouldn't they be set from year to year?
So it is a set amount, but they bill only when they complete a job, so the billing is very sporadic.
Yes,
sir. Basically, we'll have to be outdoors for a whole year because their year is January to December, unlike ours. So we've had an extra bill coming in from the beginning that knocked off this projected amount.
If nobody
next
has
year,
it,
I would like to move ahead more in your favor.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I had a motion by one and a second by four. Any further discussion? Other than good.
Mm-hmm.
Any other than that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 15, discussion of possible action regarding a line item transfer for the Sheriff's Office from 037-834-57550, repairs and construction of $1,080, 12037-834-57500, equipment, not inventory, $1,080, purpose to adjust the amounts in the line item to purchase a life jacket vest for the Orange County Sheriff's Office safe boat via Sabine River Authority grant number 513-69330 as approved by the grantor. Anything you want to add to that, Chief?
Yes, sir. Just to close out that SRA grant.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks for SRA for that as well.
Mm-hmm. So moved.
Motion by one, second by three. Further discussion? In favor? Any opposed? Item number 16, discussion of possible action regarding a line item transfer for emergency management from 036-952-53003, the Harvey Grant Retrofit Program of $253,976, going to
036-952-53005, Harvey Large Road Projects of $2,250,776. Purpose to provide funds for grant administration services on Hurricane Harvey Road and Culver Project.
I got a question for Joel. Have we, so this money is to pay Trailer and Associates for what they've done on this project, am I?
Correct.
Be accurate. Have they confirmed for us as FEMA, TEDM, whoever, that we are for sure getting the money back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're in the process.
I heard we were supposed to, but yeah.
Yeah. Yep, this is just their portion of their administration fees. Motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion?
Can I just get clarification on who this money?
Sorry. You know, Lee, you've been doing it a long time. You know the deal.
I'm a Carver, Orange County. Can I just get clarification on exactly who this money is paid to?
Yeah, so 1-2 Trailer Associates, which is our grant administrator.
I'm sorry.
Trailer Associates. Our grant administrator that we are required to have for the grant. We have to have a grant administrator that manages all these grants, different ones for different grants, but this is their administration fee.
And
their fee is built into the grant.
And it's built into the grant.
Okay, so we're paid with the grant, we paid this. My other question is this a one-time fee, or is this a yearly fee, or how is
they bill us according to the process of the grant going through. I mean, we've been working on the Harvey Roads. I mean, you've been coming for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Generally, they get payments generally
as
according to the percentage
amount of work
completion.
As a project progresses through.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as these grants go, looks like this was the Harvey grant. So the Harvey grant was we were granted the money. We have to spend it first, and then we send in for reimbursement.
Okay.
So we're in the process now, since the project is complete, of sending our reimbursement dollars to come back to us. So,
okay.
Which happens as fast as I would like.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
One of those grants that if we don't have reserves, we can't necessarily go for.
So I have a motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 17, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for emergency management from 001-111-53830, contingency of $36,000, 1207393653002, the Imelda County Estates expenses of $36,000, purpose to provide additional funds to complete the County Estates project. Commissioner, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, we're just a little short on finishing that last wall on it. We've got the floor of it and the wall on one side. This will complete it. And, Judge, I do have an amendment. That total will actually be $33,326.
$33,326?
Yes, sir. And I'll make a motion.
Somebody adjust their sheet accordingly.
That's an easy adjustment, being it went down.
Yeah.
And I'll move to approve.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 18, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer in convention and expo from 001-681-5110, regular salaries of $23,000, 001-681-54950, miscellaneous landscape services, $5,000, 001-681-53610, rentals, $4,000, and 001-681-52300, fuel, oil, gas, and grease of $4,900. 2-001-681-57550 for rentals and repairs, $36,900. Purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the budget year for various projects and parks. Any questions?
So moved.
Motion by one, second by three. Further discussion?
Denise, do you want to take a second to introduce our new park supervisor back there?
Sure.
Before we get past that.
Andy Borrell, after 6 long months of no park supervisor, I'm finally getting some help over there. So Andy Borrell comes from the city of Orange and retired there and came on over to our side. So we're very happy to have him and looking forward to getting a lot of improvements done at our parks.
And while we're on that, Denise, I just want to tell you that Bluebird's moving along nicely. Appreciate all your work out there. I know it's a slow, arduous process, but we're getting through it. It looks pretty good. So thank you.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I have a motion by one, second by three. No further discussion. All in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? Item number 19. 19, discussion and possible action regarding the submission of the 2026 certified property and tax values from the chief appraiser and rolling stock that the state controller has required under the property tax code 26.04.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Hold on, let me get adjusted here, y'all. I'm sorry. So we're doing certified values. Okay, where's the one? I'm going to be up here for a while this morning. So, yes, so this is our 2026 certified value. So, you know, part of the tax code, the appraisal district has to turn those into me by July 25th, and they did this year. So our taxable value is $9,575,300,450. Compared to last year, that was an increase of $481,600,191. So there was a very good growth in Orange County this past year. Then also we have to include farm to market. And farm to market value, taxable value is $14,783,923,871, and that was a increase from last year as well, which was a $4,574,279,894. So those are big numbers. Yes, that was a great, great increase on that one. And then our rolling stock this year was $20,576,486, which that was a an increase of $8,774 from the year before. Rolling stock is basically we get value off of the train tracks. So everything that rolls through Orange County on the trains, they do that. So they tax it. So right now we have Kansas City Southern Railroad, we have BNSF Railroad Company, and then Union Pacific Railroad. So they get, it's rolling stock. It's rolling. It's growing through on the tracks. Yes. Yeah.
Can't wait to go to Toronto. Oliver starts moving.
Do they own the tracks?
So. Watching those little rail cars out there.
Yeah. Keep on going. Let's go. Let's get that moving through. So yes, that's.
Can you give us some examples of what the $500 million increase was?
That's going to be the Entergy plant that got built in Orangefield. That one got pretty much, it's fully, you know, that's where the big increase was, Entergy. And, of course, you know, smaller businesses and all that, but the big money this year was the Entergy plant. And so that was, and rolling on, it's growth. It's the growth in the community. Yes, sir. Yes, definitely. Good growth.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Second, about 1 second, about two. Any further discussion? Those are great numbers.
Yes.
All in favor?
Yes.
All right. None opposed. Item number 20 is discussion and possible action regarding the certification by the tax assessor collector of the 2026 anticipated collection rate for debt service as required by the property tax code 26.04. Octavia, you're up again.
Yes, so the anticipated collection rate for the county this year, I'm anticipating 99.78%. The farm to market is 100.55%. The reason why it's just different is because I take an average of the three. Farm to market doesn't have abatements on it, and so that it just kind of it throws the numbers off just a tad bit. But my anticipated is going to be slightly under 100%, 99.78 for the county, and then the excess debt. Yes, I'm sorry. Our excess debt. We did have an excess collection of $38,629.
Okay. Motion.
So moved. Second.
Motion. Second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 21, discussion and possible action regarding the submission of the 2026 no new revenue rates as required under the property tax code 26.04. 04. Ms. Octavia, again.
Yes, me again. Okay, so this is what, you know, this is my Super Bowl every year is calculating these tax rates. I do 20 of them every year, and, of course, county is my first one. Our 2026 no new revenue rate as calculated is 0.465032. So that is our no new revenue. Our voter approval rate is 0.549520. And those are the two, yes, those are the two numbers I am required to submit per the tax code.
Excellent numbers as well.
Yes.
Keep driving down.
Motion by 4, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And it just shows that growth is doing what it's supposed to do.
Yes, in theory, value goes up, rates go down.
Tavy, I want to thank you and recognize you because you spent an entire weekend up here your own time working on that.
14 days total. I worked 14 days straight to get everyone done in Orange County. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
You're
I
welcome.
I talked to Octavia about 37 times.
Or during this time of the year, yes, yes.
Yeah, we are. She always gives me good news, though.
I try.
Was this year?
Yeah.
Was this year?
Definitely.
Item 22, discussion of possible action regarding yearly request by the Department of Motor Vehicles to review the collection of the optional road and bridge fee. We are currently collecting a maximum allowance of $10. The other optional fee is the child safety fee, not currently imposed by the county. Fee is not to exceed $1.50. Octavia. Discussion on those.
Yep, it's just an annual renewal of the fee for our motor vehicle. So part of the registration fee includes the road and bridge fee of $10, and we've done that for quite a while now. Just recommend to continue.
Well, you know, we talked a few times about doing a child safety fee.
Yes, that dollar
fee. By law, that can only be used for child safety.
Right.
And as Megan was talking about, I know they put in a lot of. She's gone, but I know they put in a lot of child seats and cars, but I also know that they run out every month.
Yes.
So what I thought about is trying to put a child safety fee to help that along so that we don't run out of child safety seats. I don't know what that number should look like.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's $1.50 is the most that we can.
Do you have any idea how much that would be if we did, say, half of that for the year?
I could definitely look into that. I mean, it's just $1.50 off of every registration.
So that's
your
license plate.
Yeah.
If you drill a sticker, you would be paying that additional whatever.
The dollar fee would be included on added to that.
I think $1 would be a good fee, and we'll use that only for child safety. And I think the emphasis should be the child safety seats. And then, Judge, I'm trying to remember the name of the place where they bring the children for to talk to them about is it the Mahaffey House?
Yeah.
Yes.
Some of that fees would also go to the Mahaffey House to help with that. The county pays some of that, but if I remember right, the fund that we bring that out keeps dwindling and dwindling. And so it'd help us make sure that we do our share on that as well.
Right, so monthly.
The rainbow room that they're bringing kids to?
No, this is where they've been assaulted or something. They bring them in to talk to them.
I think a lot of the need is not as much as about the money's been dwindling. It's just the need has grown.
Well, unfortunately, yes.
Children
yes.
are going through those programs.
Right, right.
So my motion would be to add $1 to the child safety.
Portion of that. The $10 road bridge fee was the same. The child safety fee increased to $1. Well,
add $1.
Add $1.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Motion by 1, second by 3. Any further discussion?
Anybody in the audience got anything? Y'all think?
To help the kids. Yeah. Yeah, it will increase your registration by $1. So instead of 74, it'll be 75, and the other one, just $1 more.
People like the judge with 17 trailers will probably pay a little more.
Thanks, pal. Yeah, I appreciate that.
But it's to help the kids, yes.
I think it's a worthy
cause. It is definitely a worthy cause, I agree.
All right, now a motion for 1 and second by 3. If no further discussion, all in favor?
No.
Any opposed?
Okay, add $1.
8 years later.
And this will take effect January 1, I believe. These rates.
Do we know about how much that dollar would
generate?
I can definitely find out for you, and I can let you know. I wasn't prepared for that today.
And then can we get reports what we're doing with that?
Yeah, and it is.
We know road and bridge is being taken care of.
It's a limited scope of things. We'll get that so we can.
Definitely, we can present that next time.
There's very limited things that we can use that dollar for, and it goes, and it's all about child safety.
No, I understand, but since this is the first time it's being opposed, I think it's
things like school crossings, child safety seats, in the Mahaffey House, we can actually use it for that as well.
Right.
So there's designated things, but I think you're right. I think a good report, transparency is always good.
Yeah, since it's the first time we're raising this fee, I just think it's being transparent.
I agree. Yeah. Okay. I can add that to the report, monthly report, if you'd like, to my my report. Okay.
And when would this start?
January 1.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tax bill here. If you want to call tax bill, I guess mine just went about $25 for all
the bags. I got a few
today.
Let's help these kids out.
Item number 23, discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the junior. Motion by one, second by three. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Now, okay. Any opposed? Now we go to item 23, discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the July 2026 collection report for tax office as required under 31.10.
Okay, this is my last one, I promise, at least for today. Okay, so this is our July 2026 collection. For total collections, we had $2,948,233.60. Out of that, the county's portion was $384,080.52. We're in our dry month, so it's our slower month, so it's what keeps us afloat is motor vehicle. Year-to-date collection, so we've collected from our 2025 tax year 94.52%, and we're steadily going that route. We're a couple more months, and we're done with the year.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Item number 24, discussion and possible action regarding setting a date for the upcoming public hearing for the fiscal year 26-27 Orange County preliminary budget and tax rate discussion. So we can set that date. I think we have currently is the 25th of August for that, what I'm proposing. Ma'am?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. But if somebody would make that as a motion.
That's still good. That's still good.
Yes.
Second.
Right. Motion by three. Second by.
Second.
Two. All in favor. I mean, any further discussion? All in favor?
Right.
Any opposed?
Right. Judge, I won't be able to make that meeting, but that's fine. That's our pre-op for Biggie, sir.
Okay. Yeah, we're trying to schedule those things with Brandon as best as possible.
I got it.
What time? 9?
9 a.m.
Charlotte, we'll send us an invite.
Yeah, but I'm putting it in my calendar right now.
Pretty much because it is budget cycle time, we are having meetings every Tuesday other than week of September 1st that we can not. Because of budgetary constraints, we have to approve budget on a day that we set a year ago. And so we set them for every Tuesday, and that way we're covered. So just for your calendars. All right, number 25, accept and acknowledge for the record the purchase of 6 phones and phone lines to be paid from the restricted courthouse security funds to provide communication between the bailiffs while on duty. Came to us one of those phones. The stuff is coming out of the courthouse security fund, which is what that money's supposed to be used for. Their request, and so
it's all
just to go free. All right, got a motion by one, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 26, discussion of possible action regarding the engagement of Scott Stevens and Associates, Inc. to conduct appraisal services relating to the road work being performed near Candy Creek. Possible action may include authorization for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign an engagement letter and any other necessary documentation. Commissioner Vietor.
That's the bridge replacement program under TxDOT. Last year, I can't remember the exact date, the court approved to contract with Governor to obtain the right-of-ways that are going to be needed for the bridge. TxDOT has let the project to a contractor. Germer has done all the research and my understanding, the appraisals, and they're ready to reach out to the four neighbors that border the bridge to attempt to obtain the right-of-ways. So the acknowledgement letter, from my understanding, speaking with Denise, had either not been presented or hadn't been signed yet, and this is just that acknowledgement letter giving Germer the right to reach out to the individuals. And I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Ford, second by Chief. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 27, discussion and possible action regarding a proposed road use and maintenance agreement between Orange County and Enterprise Products Operating LLC relating to the improvements and maintenance of South Mansfield Ferry Road in Orange, Texas. Possible action may include, Orange County, Texas. Possible action may include authorization for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same pending final legal approval. Commissioner Rockford.
Judge, that's the road out of Mansfield, which is the road that Enterprise has been using when they're doing all their construction work. And they have agreed to do the road pending the agreement, which our attorney has made with them. So once all that agreement's made, they're going to come back and take care of that road. And so it's going to be something that we've been long
coming.
I was fixing to give them some other people's phone number. But it'll be a great thing. They're really concerned about what's going on here, and so they've agreed to that.
And with all the construction that from Golden Pass and Enterprise, which Golden Pass is the next, I think, item, they've been good neighbors, and I'm really happy to say that Enterprise and Golden Pass is actually being a good neighbor in their effort going forward to repair these roads.
Yes, sir.
So I'm assuming with the counselor's participation, it's totally legal, and we're good to go.
It is. We have reached an agreement that complies with the transportation code and retains governmental sovereignty over the construction of the road, with them having permission to do the work based on certain agreements that we have. Substantively, everything is agreed to. We're tweaking some final language of the document, which is why you don't have it in front of you.
I just say I don't have it yet.
But substantively, we're agreed on everything. We're just working out the final language on jurisdictional issues and things like that. So, should be done shortly.
And that's why we have you. Thank you. Thank you, Denise.
Second.
Motion by Bree. Second by Four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 28, discussion and possible action regarding a proposed agreement between Orange County and Golden Pass Pipeline relating to the possible improvements and maintenance of Church House Road in Orange, Texas. Possible action may include authorization of the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same pending final approval. Commissioner Ward.
It's pretty much the same thing, Judge. Golden Pass, there's a little bit different agreement with them, but they're going to be heavily involved in helping to redo that road also, which they use through their construction process. Also have been very good neighbors.
Okay, so work on that. And so this one is ready to go.
That one is a contribution agreement, so we have fully agreed on that one, and I believe you have it in front of you, hopefully an unhighlighted version. If not,
it's
we'll make it's unhighlighted.
Yes.
Okay, then yes, it's ready to go.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Three, second by Four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, Denise.
Yes, thank you. Thank them. This is saving us a lot of money.
Go to work.
Get that work done.
Hey, Gary.
Sure, bro.
Are you up next?
I think.
That's who he was. Did he have his name on his shirt? I'll speak to him.
Item number 29, discussion of possible action received in Act Upon Project, as presented by the Maintenance Department, Mr. Gibson.
Thank you, sir. Judge, Commissioners, we're finishing up on the pod buildings on the interior work. Precinct 1, Precinct 2, Precinct 4 should be finished by the end of the week or by Monday. Then we'll go back on 3 and finish out 3. And that'll take care of all the interior work. Talking with the judge before court, we're going to start doing the some electrical work out there on the outside. That way we can move forward with our cement. Also, for the exterior of the buildings, we're also going to start moving forward to put our sheds up on our water wells to get ready for our winter time.
Okay, and the electrical is an electrical upgrade that we need to have.
Yes, sir.
To be able to have those buildings work like they're supposed to.
Correct.
And then I know you're going to, so Donovan, I know we used a couple of those buildings for elections, so he'll get with you to make sure that we're planning those accordingly so it doesn't interfere with the election cycle. And the ones we can do ahead of time, we'll do ahead of time.
Yeah.
And concrete work being done.
Yeah, the only other project we're going to be doing is Bluebird of getting all the picnic tables out of purchasing and getting all that set up over there for finish that project. I think we're waiting on the gutters.
Facing gutters.
Okay.
One little piece of facing gutters.
It should be done next week.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Looks really good.
And we get the tables back out there, and then we got the kayak launch relocation and the extension of the dock.
And we still have our air condition to put in place and our spray foam to do on the lean-to at 1442. That's the only...
And generators we're moving forward on.
There was going to pour the cement for the foundation for adult probation yesterday. Due to the rain, they postponed that. So that one's going to be in play. We just approved everything to go forward on elections, and that one will take care. Transportation generator is probably still about 5 to 6 weeks out. Everything new that we order is around 12 to 14 weeks window on generators. Now, the piece of paper...
And then just so because I want to clear on it so it's a public record as well, on our pods, as we update our electrical system on our pods.
Yes, sir.
Then we'll determine the...
we know the size of it.
Generator needs that we're going to need for that so we can get those in place.
Yes, sir. We're going to... At the beginning, there were going to be some 30 kW diesel generators. Now they're going to be 60 kW generators for the 400-amp service per building. I've already got some preliminary pricing on the generators. I will get you all that information, make sure that the price hasn't changed.
Yeah. Yeah. So on those, since we're not going to finish that this year, we talked about it yesterday, we'll be carrying that forward so that we know that we're going to cover that as it moves forward.
Now, what I need from the court is to know what y'all want to do as far as the EOC building generator. What I gave y'all before court is the price for the engine replacement. One good thing about this is it's not a year wait. It's 2 to 3 weeks. But
this would be to
replace the engine that went out. Yeah.
Back up to the back.
So Monday morning we had an alarm at the EOC on the generator. So our generator, the heater holes that goes to the block heater bust, and all the water came out and drained the radiator, which safeties kept the generator from cranking. Now, if the energies wouldn't have cranked and that one would have been down, then we would have been without nothing.
Yeah. We know what our... But that being said, we need that back up there, and if that's the fix we can get it to make sure that we're off.
It's the fastest way to get it because a brand new generator for that size.
The backup already worked.
Well,
the energy generator came on and powered the building like it was designed to do, right?
That's correct.
So what we're talking about doing with this is backing up the generator we own by the generator that energy owns with another generator.
Well, we're just backing up the two generators that work. Our two generators back up energy. When energy's doesn't work, ours work.
Do we need both of them?
I think so.
Well, I can tell you this. At about 2 a.m. in the morning, 150-mile-an-hour wind, and it all goes down. Yeah. $96,000, we need to do it.
I guess my question is, one of our generators is not capable of running the building.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. They'll all run.
All three of them are capable of running.
Okay, so that's my question. Do we need three generators for this building, or could we relocate this generator? I mean, I'm all about...
It's a 600 kW generator. We don't have anything big enough to factor that load.
And
To buy another generator, if you replace the engine at the cost that is provided, a brand new one with a 3,000 gallon fuel tank of what we have, probably running around $800,000.
Yes. Or we can do it.
Yeah.
I guess. Not knowing when one of ours may not do what it's supposed to, that we probably ought to go ahead and get this one fixed, just in case Energies lets us down. Now, they're supposed to be doing PMs on those pretty regular as part of our agreement, but you never know. So, in lieu of what it would cost us to buy a new generator, I guess it makes sense, but I'd rather relocate this generator somewhere else if possible. But if it's so big that it doesn't really match anything else that we have.
It doesn't. The next biggest generator that we have at the county is the courthouse. And
why
it's
don't we buy another one and make it?
Well, when the building was designed, it had two generators. It was the project that we had with Energy that brought the third generator into place.
Well, I understand.
When we run into an emergency situation over there, the generators that are at the EOC building, they were programmed to run in tandem, so they both crank at the same time. What we would do when we were in an emergency situation, we turn one off and let one run it for 24 hours, make sure everything's good, shut the other one down, and start the other one. That way you always have a backup. But
what was the purpose of both of them running at the same time?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, two 600 kW generators, that's the way Stuart Stevens programming it back in 2013.
That's a lot of juice.
It is.
Why they were designed that way, I could see where one would come on and it had issues and the other one would come on.
They both crank at the same time, but we physically, all the events that we've had, we just cycle them.
I think that I'm in agreement with this only because it maintains an asset that we already have in place that would be much more expensive to replace. I think we need to try to figure out another use for it.
We don't have anything big enough around here.
What size is the courthouse?
450 kW, and this building has a 400 kW. And the generator here is bigger than what the building needs. The one at the courthouse is bigger than what the courthouse needs. They're all...
Salesmen are good.
They were grants.
I know I've had them at my house a lot, really. Okay.
And grants. That's what it takes.
Yeah.
Advantage of the
grants. So does this need to be put on the agenda, on another agenda, or can we do it now?
Now, if the court approves this, we can move forward out of the funds we have and get this engine replaced.
It's not perfect, but I'm in agreement with moving forward on this. It's not perfect, but I think we need to maintain an asset that's that valuable.
I currently have a motion by 3.
Second.
I have a second by 1. Any further discussion? Yes, ma'am.
Can I find out the status on the generator for the elections building?
He said they were trying to. He just talked about it. You may not have heard. He just talked about it.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you're getting one.
We did the requisition, and the judge approved it this morning. I've already notified the company. Everything's moving forward.
Does it come with a termite?
Well, the only thing is, it's 12 weeks out.
Instant. Okay.
So that's the downfall, because they don't have any generator sitting on the shelf. They got one, but not the other one.
So there's going to be two?
Yes.
Sure. Have motion by 3, second by 1. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, however you want to say it. Well, we don't do it very often.
So you're an A.
I'm against.
All right.
I am too.
All right. That will be a 3-2. All right. And the item number 30, discussion and possible action received and act upon projects as presented by the Road and Bridge Department. Mr. Tracy, you are up.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. Hey, our new work order program, we just got implemented like the second week of July, so we're still learning in the learning process, but the feedback I'm getting from everybody that uses it, it's a lot better. It actually works. It's user-friendly. Yes. It's user-friendly, and I think there's going to be some more capabilities we can be able to get to. Maybe next week, maybe next month, I'll have a count of our work orders and stuff, and maybe further down the road, we can categorize them by types of work, digging, culverts, whatever. And I'll give a handout to you guys.
Just proud to hear the guys are able to use it.
Yeah, yeah, it's working. The new culverts, permits, the fees, road and bridge brought in was $7,545. The bridge openings and closings, seven. Collections, citizens collection station, total participants, 1,414. Waste billing, $26,526. Collection receipts was $18,333. Recycled seats, $3,001.57. And we're currently working on stabilizing some roads with the dust pods. It's a new product, so we're kind of doing some roads in precinct 1, 2, and 3. So far, it looks good. We're trying to get it down to see how it lasts and see if it's going to be feasible to go in.
I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm just saying I'm cautious after some of those things.
Right.
Yeah. You plan, you do, you check, and you adjust. That's all you can do. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially on the collection station, I was trying to listen to the numbers and add them up in my head. It sounded like they were getting a little bit closer.
Yeah,
because they're for a couple of months they were spread out pretty far.
They are. They're still spread out more than usual.
What was the overall billing?
It's $26,526. You have 18. You collection receipts was $18,333, and your recycling receipts were $3,001.57.
$7,000.
Yeah, still a fairly good gap. Right now we have Smash Your Trash, which
does that seem to be helping?
Well, we've changed some stuff in July. We also did. We're trying a different process with Republic right now. And this Smash Your Trash, so I don't know really which one.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't necessarily, I mean, obviously want the collection station to be there, but we're going to figure something out to get those numbers closer in line. Whether that's a difference in the way they're picking the boxes up, if we need to reevaluate what the costs are.
Well, what we're going to do is when we get the
10, 12 months of that, that would be a substantial.
I'm trying to get.
Since you made the adjustment with Republic, that bill should see a significant drop.
Well, right now I'm waiting on.
They're not.
Yeah, they're not picking up near as much, but I want to see the weights on last.
Picking up more compacted.
Yeah, right. I want to see the weights compared to last month, and we just don't have it right now. So I want to see what the weights compare them to a month like in June or whatever to see if we're getting heavier. Right. So anyway.
Okay.
That's it.
Those are take two, and I meant to say when y'all heard it there, but I know y'all worked together on getting that cleaned up in front of Pod 3 and along that roadway.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's still a couple things left.
Yeah, we're going to get some stumps and stuff out.
You know, we want those things to look like they're county properties and mm-hmm. not be messed up and stuff. So thank y'all both for that.
Yes.
I called Kirk one in. I think when I called you, y'all were already out there looking at what y'all needed to do. So way to be proactive on that. I like that. So thank you.
Tracy, I'd like to thank you. I've called him a couple of times recently for something. Now, I sprayed off the conversation, said, this isn't an emergency, and it's like the next day he's done it. I want to appreciate it.
It's not a problem.
The same thing on Childers Road. You get out there really quickly.
Yep.
Response to Port Morris, I appreciate it.
Thank you, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
The difference in our road and bridge department is noticeable, and we appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We have to have a motion to approve to accept that. Motion by two. Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 31, discussion possible action giving Lisa Reeves the authority to submit the cybersecurity training certification for local governments and AI training certifications for local governments to Texas DIR on behalf of Orange County. Forms to be submitted yearly on August the 31st.
Judge, Commissioners, this is just the mandated training that we're required to do. This year there is two, cybersecurity and AI. And last I checked, we were at like 80%. So we'll be hounding people. And
well, I did the cybersecurity one yesterday. I didn't realize I had to do the AI one right then, too.
Yeah. There are two.
I'll say that.
I mean,
yeah.
30 minutes. I mean, it's not that long.
It's more than you think.
I mean, I have to do it too, so
it's funny if you get it right the first time. You know?
Okay, we're moving on. So anyway, we got somebody want to defer the authority. Motion.
So moved.
Motion by two. Second by three. Any further discussion?
Yes, sir. I am off the list now, so you don't need to help
me. Okay.
You ain't got to help me. I'll do the other one this afternoon.
Okay.
I
don't know if I do. You'll know if you didn't.
Yes, you will. You will definitely know.
All right. Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 32, discussion and possible action to approve a request for Orange County to maintain EvoGov as their website vendor due to recent conversations with CIRA. It is the county's best interest to continue our relationship with EvoGov. Authorize county judge or judge pro tem to sign the website development agreement with EvoGov.
So this is the conversation that we had last week or a week before. We would like to continue with EvoGov as a getting our website refreshed from them. This would entail a one-time cost of $13,800, and then it'll be $500 per month.
I had some conversations with her. They did have further conversations with the other group.
I've spoken, yeah, several times to the CIRA people. I mean, everybody's understands that they dropped the ball, but I mean, I just kind of lost confidence, I guess.
Substantially more with the other one to get the same service you can get here, so.
Yeah.
I guess my only question would be, are you going to get the service?
I mean, we hope so. We've been told we are. And I mean, they've been last few months since I've had the conversation with them about their service. It has been better, so.
Because they got threat.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably like AT&T, you know.
Motion by four. I have a motion by four. Second by three.
I'm sorry, can we include in that motion if you're going to sign a new contract with EvoGov for this service, then the court needs to formally terminate the interlocal agreement with CIRA covering the same services.
What she said.
So you want to amend it?
I amend it.
Right. You want to amend your second? So thank you.
As a refresher, how long is this contract again?
I think it's just for
1 year.
1 year, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
All right.
Any further discussion?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. 33, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of early voting location, dates and times for Tuesday, November the 3rd, 2026, general election as follows. We have the Orange Public Library, we have the Orange County Precinct 2 pod, we have the Raymond Rural Community Center, and the Orange County Precinct 3 pod. The times are October the 19th to 23rd, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., October the 24th, Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., October 25th, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., which is a Sunday, and then October the 26th to the 30th, which is Monday to Friday again, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and anything else you'd like to add to that, Ms. Don?
No, sir. It's just the state-mandated hours and dates for that election.
Motion by two, second by four. Any further discussion?
It's not, and that's a question I have moving forward. Is we may, I would like to see us to utilize the Precinct 1 pod down the road, not this election, because you got too much going on. But I think it'd be easier for you to go in and set up because you have control of the whole building. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know what the election results look like in that area, but I would, my thought is that probably a lot of the votes are actually closer to the pod 1 than they are to the library,
especially in the front.
So
primary votes are a lot higher
down the road, since the other three are actually in county buildings. I would like to see us think about moving out to pod 1 in the future, not this election, because I know you got too much going on, but I think in the future we ought to look at that.
Why could you not move it this election?
You don't have anything in Precinct 1.
Yeah, the library.
Library.
Yeah, the Orange County. I mean, the Orange Public Library is Precinct 1.
I thought you
Still freezing. That's freezing.
It's a lot closer.
It is. It does have a high turnout.
Yeah, it does.
It's going to be used.
Lands
were for pod one to be used.
Well, during the regular election, these are early voting locations. During the regular election cycle, they're all used.
Election day, we use all four pods. Because we also have pod four that we use for election day that we don't use it for early.
Let's look and see if we can't use pod one, because I think it's probably more center. If you look at where the vote, the weight of the votes, it's probably closer to the votes than the library is.
Okay. Closer to me.
Well, that's all about Chip.
That's what Lynn's back there shaking her head, too. So that's close.
No, I think when we talked about this, I noticed that we were using all the other county buildings. Mm-hmm. And really, pod one is probably closer to the center where it needs to be. So I know we're moving pretty fast. So
yeah.
I'm okay with using the library this election, but I would like to look
okay.
at
pod yeah. one. Okay, yeah, we can definitely get together and talk about that.
What's your hesitation?
I mean, I know it's going to have its pros and cons. I just feel like it's the main early voting location, and it is so close to our department. We do have to travel to that location frequently.
It's not a four drive out.
It's not, but, you know, I mean, and then I just feel...
Do you have to go to that location more frequently than the
other ones? Maybe not as much, but it's nice having the main so close and handy. And then, you know, a lot of the downtown... voters here do like that location. They do a lot of.
They do it on the way home from work.
They do a lot of.
If you've seen the traffic going in El Camino in the afternoon, you know it's got plenty of traffic too. So goes both ways. But
they do also get.
But I think down the road we need to.
They do also get the majority of the county's curbside voting there as well.
But I think that as we do move forward, I think that getting our four early voting locations in the buildings that we own and manage would be better. And because, you know, look, they've been a very good bunch to use that facility. You know, we haven't had the same issues that we've had in our schools. And as we move forward, and, you know, folks don't know yet, the state's new requirements coming forward with the elections and how the elections are going to run, that... the more of our home buildings we have, it's going to be better.
And that is something that I was going to bring up, you know, a pro to moving to that location, going to Senate Bill 2753, where we're going to have to be doing two weekends of early voting. And as it is, the city has to have a employee there the whole time where they're voting. And so I know that they have been in talks about adding money to their budget to cover that.
Yeah, and there's already discussions going on about that bill and its implications to counties and school districts and cities on costs that they did not absolutely factor in. They never do until they start figuring out what it costs to do this. It's way more expensive than what we're doing now to do that. And so
it is.
If they're going to mandate that, then I think there's some discussion. I know it's already taking place because I was part of it, about getting some funding to help cover the cost of this, because it's going to be way more expensive to do it. So anyway.
It is.
This one that we're currently looking at right now is to vote on these four locations and those dates and times. I have a motion by two, a second by four. If no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Item number 34, discussion of possible action regarding the approval and signature for the order of election to be held on Tuesday, November 3rd. It's a general election. This is the approval of the order.
The order will just require your signature. It's stating the four early voting locations with the dates and times that was approved on the previous agenda item.
As I go. All right. So I have a motion by three. Do I have a second on that one?
So moved.
One. Any further discussion? All in favor?
No.
Any opposed? Item 35, discussion and possible action regarding the approval and signature of for the notice of election to be held Tuesday, November 3rd, 2026.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two was first.
Oh, they're separate motions.
Any further discussion?
And the notice will just list the election day locations, the 20 of the countywide polling where the voters can go to any one of the locations.
So by the code, we have to, first we have to have an order for the election, and then you have to have the notice of that order.
That's fine.
All right, motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Item number 36, discussion and possible action to a resolution authorizing signatures for documents pertaining to the General Land Office Resilient Committee's program grant. Mr. Hardway, you would know.
Judge, Commissioners, this is the Resilient Communities Program grant that we applied for about 3 years ago, and they're finally funding
nice
that.
Tracking.
Yeah. And this is just to get the signatories for the grant. Should we decide to use it, we met with them the other day, and we're still looking. The original program we applied for is already done. That was over 3 years ago. So, anyway, it's $287,500. And it's limited, of course, to what you can use the funds for.
Is there any matching grant, any matching funds on it?
No.
So moved.
Right, motion by one, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 37, discussion and possible action to approve a resolution reaffirming civil rights policies related to the General Land Office Resilient Communities Program grant.
So moved.
Motion by two.
Second.
Second by one. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 38, discussion and possible action to approve the contract for the grant administration services for the General Land Office Resilient Communities Program. Contract number 23160202F775, pending legal review.
Who's that? Who is this?
Grant Works.
Oh, I was thinking this was a different one.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. But this one is...
Yeah, this was something different.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is still a trailer.
Okay.
And I need a motion for
someone.
Motion by two.
Second.
One. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Don, have you received that?
No,
she's not submitted yet.
Did we also sign it?
No, just not this one.
Item number 36 had like 11 sign pages of multiple persons.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we get ready to catch all those out because there's so many of them. Number 39, discussion and possible action regarding reclassifications for the Justice of the Peace Officers Precinct 1, 2, 3, and 4 as follows, beginning 2026 to 2027 budget year. The JP coordinator from an NE4 to an NE5, and the two clerk positions in each of the precinct officers from an NE2 to an NE3. That's where you put that on there. These were requested. We're trying to get all of the things that we're going to put into our budget approved, or we're going to move forward with them or not, so that I know what to put in our budget as we move forward. So this was last year we did them all as one group. I didn't want to do them that way this year. I wanted to do them separately so that we could talk separately. And so this was the first one. So thoughts or questions? This was presented during by the JPs during the budget hearings.
JPs, anybody else want to talk about that again before we get into this? We listened to this for quite a while, and they got pretty somewhat contentious. I've given a lot of consideration to it, and I can make a case for justifying myself from
the NE2s, moving the two NE2s to NE3s, because in talking with the JPs, talking with Joy specifically, the duties that the three ladies are doing are extremely similar. The NE4 has a little bit more that she's doing, but the NE2s are basically doing what she does. And the matrix was created, how long ago, Lori? 30 years ago? Quite a while.
What was that answer?
Yeah, so 20 years ago. And the...
It's been a while.
The responsibilities and the job duties with what they're doing now has changed, and we've never been able to change that. We've tried a couple of times trying to change the matrix. So I would make a motion that we would reclassify the two NE2s to NE3s.
In each precinct.
In each precinct, yes, ma'am.
Motion by two, second by three, to move only the two clerk positions to the NE2 to the NE3 and not the court coordinator from an NE4. So it's just the one position, I mean the one clerk position at this point. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
There's two in each one.
Yeah, there's two in each one, but I'm just saying the NE2s to the
NE3. So just the B. Right,
so those two, so B we would be moving forward with, A we would not. Right?
If it passes.
So I got a motion by two, a second by three.
You only need one more.
All right, any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number four is discussion and possible action regarding reclassification of the assistant to department head in the transportation department from an NE4 to an NE5 beginning the 2026 to 2027 budget year. Same thing, this was presented during the budget cycle, during the budget request, and so now we're, which ones we want to move forward with, same thing here as before. So, thoughts? Number four. Yeah, it's probably high number.
Well, with the Jasper County stuff coming out of transportation, I can't justify this person.
I don't see where the duties have changed. The workload's going to reduce some. So we did pick up orange, but I don't know that it was that much activity.
So there would be no action on that one. No motion at this point. Okay. All right. Item number 41, discussion and possible action regarding reclassification for the tax office as follows, beginning 2026 to 2027 budget year. A, the chief deputy from an NE5 to an NE6. B, assistant chief from an NE4 to an NE5. C, the batter tax clerk 2 from an NE2 to an NE3 with a title change from tax clerk to assistant supervisor in batter.
I could make a case for the head or the person running the batter tax office to be moved up a level.
Myself as well.
You know, she's basically running the whole.
I know she's at the phone contact.
She's the backup to Meredith. Yeah,
Stacy. She's actually your backup, really, because, I mean, she runs the show with Bider.
No, Meredith runs. Meredith is the office manager. Stacy is Meredith's backup.
So I'll make a motion we do the C.
I'll second that.
Motion by four, second by two, to move C as requested.
I would like to please, if y'all could please reconsider B as well. Jennifer, like I said, does more way above and beyond than my other NE4s.
Can you come up here and explain that again? I'm sorry. I'm not trying, I don't make you have to walk up here, but I want to make sure we all hear you and understand what you're saying.
Never mind, we've been sitting down for a while anyway. Yes, like I said,
Thank you. C for Vider, I totally agree with you, but I also would please, if y'all could, reconsider Jennifer, my assistant chief in my main office. Her duties as an NE4 are not, is way above and beyond. She is at the level of my NE5. Yes.
Forget the names.
Yes, forget the people. Yes, forget the titles. Yes.
Would that position still do exactly the same as your talking sheet?
As far, yes, that the position that NE4 spot does way more than the other NE4.
You can't move an assistant chief to a chief deputy spot. It would have to be a chief deputy.
Right.
It would be moving her into a chief deputy spot. It couldn't stay as an assistant.
And could I have two chief deputies? Would that be a problem?
I have a question. My question
right.
is, this is like ever?
Right.
Why is it different now?
I don't think it's ever been different. I just think I'm just fighting a little bit harder for my girls. I'm going to be honest with you.
Let me say this while we're
right.
talking about this.
Right.
My opinion on this
yes.
is our job is to be as responsible with county taxpayer dollars.
Correct.
First.
Yes.
There are other conversations that somewhat being had and thoughts you
right.
know, as we're working into this budget.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some other ways some of this stuff gets corrected outside of necessarily a reclassification.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and one of the things is I know we've done a couple that we've approved and a couple that we haven't approved, you know, moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just make sure everybody understand, it is never about us saying that you're not worth the value that you think you're worth.
Correct.
Or that we think you're worth. It's about whether we can tax the taxpayer to pay that and be able to justify that when we do it. Because whatever we do, at the end of the day, they're the ones that will pay for it.
Yes.
And, you know, we tell people all the time, we don't build nothing, we don't sell nothing, we just tax people. And we
right.
got to make sure that when we're doing that correctly, we're doing that with the most efficient use of that money. But it's not that we don't give something, it's not because we don't think it's worth it or valuable, but we have to justify the money.
And you know, just to kind of give you a little bit more information, I understand pretty much every position in that office. I've worked it from the beginning up, and I've seen what each position does. I mean, I know that that position of my assistant chief deputy, she's assistant chief deputy over the whole office, that classification is with my other chief deputies are over just a department. Like, I have one chief deputy over taxes, one over motor vehicle.
Yeah,
but she would be,
so
yeah.
We're all on
yes,
same page.
If right.
If we do that move, then she would be getting, we would be moving her to a chief deputy position.
And
she would not
yeah.
be staying at an assistant chief
right.
deputy at any
right. And the workload and the responsibility that position has is equal to a chief deputy. Because without the one, I have the other. They do both separate things, like, to cover everything, because there's so much that we have to do, state, local, you know, paying, comptroller, everything. Those two desks, those two spots that when you walk into my office, do the majority. I could not run that office without either one.
Okay. We used to do reclassifications always to additional duties, not more of the same duties. And I think we've got a lot of people that are overworked. We'd like to pay them more.
Right.
But that could go all the way across the board. And so I look at reclassifications a little bit different.
Right.
It's not, again, as the judge said, it's not about not respecting folks and not appreciating the work they do.
Right.
But does it rise to the level that they have actually had added duties versus
yes.
increased?
No, it's added duties. Our processes have changed. It's not like how it used to be 20 years ago, you know, whenever they made this matrix. You know, we are having to report. We're having to balance. We're having to go out and get hot checks from people. I mean, it's, and then also on top of that, the duties also include personnel issues. I mean, I can't be in both locations at 24/7. Those two positions that I have, those two ladies at those, do just as much to be able to run that office for me. Like I said, without the one or the other, I'm just being honest with you, that I need both of those girls, and I feel like their work, that NE4 at that spot should have never been an NE4. It should have been another chief deputy because of the duties that they each have. And they have to know each other's job on top of that as well, because the one does, you know, one does, yeah, I'm sorry, special inventory taxes, and the other one does, you know, motor vehicle stuff. So it's just, like I said, to me that mix has been wrong. It shouldn't have been that way, and I'm just trying to correct it.
So is it about the pay, or is it about the being able to say that she is an assistant chief deputy? Is it about...
She is, she's like currently...
I'm not saying this
yeah.
is your case.
Right.
Not being disrespectful.
No.
But what these reclassification hearings have turned into have been, to some extent, a status deal. Well, this person got bumped up, so this person should get bumped up.
Yeah.
And what this one did, or that one didn't. And it seems like we're not looking at, like Commissioner Trahan said, increased job duties or changes.
Right.
If it's about the money, that's one thing. If it's about the status, that's something else.
I don't think necessarily it's about the money in total. I mean, we don't all work for fun, and it's, you know, whatever. But that position that person holds is not, it's way more, there's more responsibility and more to it than what my other ME4s have. It's not the same. I mean, you know, like my other two NE4s, yes, they're over departments. Yes, they help customers. Yes, they do.
Should those have been NE3s then?
I'm not going to say yes or no on that one because, like I said, yeah, right. But my NE3s do have their positions, but they're just not supervisors. They can't handle customer complaints and make those kind of decisions. But with my current assistant chief that I'm trying to get reclassified, she has to do all of that, plus also manage my whole staff on top of that.
So if we did this, your department would have three chief deputies.
Two.
She's got one current.
I thought she had two.
I only have one.
She only has one current.
Probably should only have one.
So she has three assistant chiefs, and she has one chief right now.
Right. And I have two locations, so it's...
So basically what you'd be asking is two assistant chiefs and two chief deputies.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And the sheriff's department has one chief deputy for 200 people,
but
he's got lieutenants and captains.
But like the county clerk and the district clerk have two chief deputies.
Oh,
you have one
two assistants.
Right.
Wait till next year.
Yeah. Right.
We've opened Pandora's box.
Yeah.
And
I'm like I said, and I'm working both of those. Spots are going to be certified, so if God forbid something happens to me, they could do the tax rates for the county and everyone else, and as well as if something happens to both. I mean, this office, I want it to flow no matter what, you know. And if it's, you know, we're not all here forever. Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, and if that's the case, that position should have never been an ME4 because of the responsibilities they hold. And the responsibilities are more, and it should have never been at the level that it is currently. You can ask the retired person that was there before. She'll probably tell you the exact same thing.
All they want to know about is when they're getting raised.
Yeah.
So currently, we're going to discuss currently.
Yes.
I have a motion by four and a second by two to do
yes.
C.
And that is total, yes.
And if anybody wants to amend their motion to make a change in that, or if they don't,
and vote on them individually.
Yes.
All right. So motion by four, second by two, to make them to do C, which is the vital tax clerk from an ME2 to an ME3. Any further discussion on that one? All right. Any all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So y'all want to look at whether you want to make a change in A or B. So I need a motion on one, both, done, or no motion at all.
And like I spoke at workshop, A is okay. She's, you know, like I said, that was just a natural thing. Like you said, one gets bumped up. And like I said, my current chief agrees that the assistant that sits next to her and deserves to be at the same because of the duties, responsibilities, the knowledge, the certifications, you know, responsibilities that she has currently. Or he in the future. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just...
Well, you know it's not personal.
It's not, and I understand, and that's what I say. These, and like I said, when you say why now, not... I know, I understand the positions, and I understand the workload, and the responsibility, and the title of an assistant chief is not the same for that spot like my other two.
How long has the department been running this way?
forever, I guess. I don't, I mean, as long as I've been here almost, 15 years, but
when
it's...
you come to us last year and asked for a new employee.
Yes.
Just because it...
For Vider, yes, because Vider grew, and yes, we need a, you know...
What's your total number of employees?
Including my, 20 plus me.
Yeah, so, you know, and part of the problem that we have as well, you know, because I'm sitting here and I'm doing budgets and I'm looking at the problem. I will tell you, we have looked at this matrix. I don't like it. Nobody likes
it. Yeah.
We have beat this thing up. Mm-hmm. This is, I'm sure at the time, 20 years ago, it probably made really good sense. And then, like anything else, over time, it starts depreciating how much sense it makes. But every time we've looked at trying to do what we think is a corrective action around it, it's a several million dollar fix, and we don't have that.
And it worked really good until we started making changes.
Yeah, and then the problem that we have is when we start looking at if we change this group this year, then, you know, in the past we said, okay, if we needed to make changes next year to be able to catch other people back up because they didn't request it this year, but they actually, just like this year, people requesting this year that didn't ask last year because they didn't know that some of them were going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that we face is moving into next year, just a second, let me finish, and then I'll let you talk, is that with what the state is going to do and what we pretty much feel what the state is going to do, those other groups that probably would make this same case for their folks are not going to be able to make that case next year. Because if they pass 0 or 8, we're done.
Right.
So that being said, I think that we got to take that in consideration because I hate to move people out of categories when other people are in other categories as well that probably need to make that move. And we're not going to be able to do it. We can't do it this year because they didn't request it. And they're not going to be available to ask an escrow if they pass that. So it's tough decision.
It is.
I'm just telling you, it ain't easy.
And it ain't because I don't love Jennifer.
I know.
If it wasn't Jennifer.
I have some questions. Yeah. Do I understand that your assistant chief has more responsibility than your chief?
No, my chief and my assistant chief have the exact same responsibilities.
Okay, well...
compared to my other two assistant chiefs.
I'm just asking questions.
Yes.
If that's the case, why shouldn't the chief have more responsibilities than others?
Yes, it's the same amount of responsibilities, but on different departments. If that, you know, in addition to the office, they have one does motor vehicle, one does another, in addition to the normal, like, banking, personnel, all of that. They help each other. Literally, they have to know each other's job because it takes two to do it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
it helps.
Like I say, I don't know nothing about the department, but it seems like the chief should have more responsibilities than anybody.
She does, because it ultimately falls on her.
I don't understand the assistant chief having the same responsibilities. How come some of her responsibilities aren't shifted to your chief? I mean, everybody can't be a chief deputy.
Right.
You know, I don't understand why, how you can have two chief deputies in one department. And one, you know, I'm just asking.
No, and I appreciate the question.
And, you start making everybody a chief, then.
No, I don't think everybody should be chief, honestly. I don't. I really don't. Yeah.
We've always done reclassifications. It's just been trying to, you know, we started trying to fix some things.
Right.
Fix them, didn't do it.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't need four chiefs. I need just the two that the one that I have and another one, hopefully. Yes. Yeah.
Do I have any other motion on A or B?
And like, you know, you say, well, we've always done it that way. Just because it was done like that doesn't mean it was right. Yeah. And so I will respect any decision y'all make. I'm just trying to make my case for my people.
You did a great job.
Thank you. And I hope so. I know.
So at this point, if I don't have a motion on either one, A or B, then we're going to move forward.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
No, we're not going to give you those weekend calls anymore.
Yeah. All right, item 42, discussion and possible action regarding reclassification for the Human Resources Office as follows, beginning 26 to 27 budget year. A, the assistant director from an NE4 to an NE5, and B, the HR clerk from an NE3 to an NE4 with a title change from HR clerk to HR generalist. Ms. Hardway, this was your request in the budget hearings, so everybody's thoughts on this particular one here. Everybody's batteries up here on their computers are dying. I've kept them too long.
That's why I got a Roger.
Commissioner Trahan over his ordering dominoes.
Yeah, we're going to be here through.
Right.
Uh-oh.
How come we don't have no power up here?
He's not listening to us. We don't have no power up here.
You'll turn the breaker back on, Mr. Gidry.
There's a monster strip underneath the desk.
I mean, mine's working on this one. We'll see y'all in a minute. There you go.
I have it on my phone. Yeah, yeah.
That's
why the turkey left a minute ago.
All right, we got it. All right, item 42, which is the in the Human Resources Office, the two ladies in there and her request that Lori had requested. Any thoughts, concerns, or discussion?
Any comments, Paul?
What's the difference in an HR clerk to an HR generalist?
Well, I think that she has more responsibilities now instead of just a clerk. She's got more liability. She tends to than just a clerk.
I think they do a lot of complicated stuff over there. I do.
I think with the clearinghouse, the Medicare supplement, and how she maintains that database of making sure they get on the Medicare, the retirees, the wellness program, the...
There is a lot of stuff that we have added to that. Both of those, actually.
I'm making a motion Go ahead and make a motion for A and B. Sorry. I'll let you finish your conversation.
I have a motion by one, I have a second by four. Now, do we have any further discussion?
What are the differences of the two positions? So, I mean, in theory, if we move the NE3 to NE4, you'd have two NE4s right. And there, two assistant directors. Right.
No, so A is going from an NE4 to an NE5.
If we move, yeah, I was just talking about if we only move.
Okay, I'm talking about under the current.
What does the NE4 now do more than the NE3?
So she's my assistant. So she helps me with FMLA. She helps me with policy. She helps me with the workers' comp issues. She deals with termination.
And she's the only one. They don't both do that.
No.
Any other discussion? All right. A motion by one, second by four. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. 43, discussion and possible action regarding the appointment of the Mosquito Control Director, Devin Wilson, from Interim Director NE2 to the Director NE3 beginning the 2026 to 2027 budget year.
This is a correction. It's an E2 to an E3.
Yes, not a, yeah, just an E.
It's
shouldn't
not
be an
NE. She's an exempt employee.
Right. Yeah, so it's just an E2
to an E3. Second that with the amendment.
Some people have some anger around mosquitoes around here.
Hey,
who was my motion? I'm sorry. Motion was four.
Second.
Second was one. Any further discussion?
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for the work you've done as an interim. I tell you what I have is, you know, and I guess Patrick, because we love Patrick, he did good, but I'm telling you, I got a lot of phone calls about the work y'all are doing and how good it is. So, thank you.
It's been a much smoother transition than I ever dreamed.
Yes.
We'll make it.
Yeah.
Don't say it too loud.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking that on. So, motion by four, second by one. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor? Any opposed?
Resoundingly. Hey, before we go into closed session, let me talk to you.
All right. Item 44 is discussion and possible action regarding the title change of the position of the floater in the county judge's office to a clerk beginning 2026-2027 budget year. I've requested that, and there's no change in pay from that. It's just a title change and mainly to take it off the floater position. That still would be available to it, but wouldn't be as prevalent as that because I'm getting where our stuff in our offices needs her to be there more than a floater position, permanent position. That's why I was requesting it. It is not a change in the money, though.
Are you going to make that motion, Judge, or are you waiting for somebody?
I can. I try not to make motions.
Judge, I like the fact that it's a floater. I want to talk about that a little more. Is there a way that we can control better?
Well, we do. Request? I mean, we control it anyway.
I feel like we're changing this based on maybe some people abusing the position, and I don't like that. I don't necessarily like that. I mean, I think it's great that we've got employees here. We got two great employees in two different departments now because they were able to bounce around and learn.
Well, I'm not happy about either one of them leaving. I want you to know that. y'all to know, I'm looking at the two that kind of had a hand in that.
I was a loader at one time.
So I see what happens.
All right.
It doesn't make any difference money-wise.
No.
I don't mind her floating out of the office. I want more control over it to where it would be more my decision than an expectation.
Yeah.
Well, you work for him, don't you? You don't work for all of us.
All about that expectation.
I don't know. But
the office really has taken on a little bit more to where I do need her more diligent on that side. And not like, as available as often to
it. Yeah, and I'm fine with it staying like it is. It's just there's going to be some more.
Well, I'm not fine with it if somebody's going to abuse it.
About expectations.
Well, that's it. Abuse of it. And then, well, it is, but, you know, people don't like me to say no.
All right, I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion. Let's get it to a vote. We're going to talk about it all day. I'll make a motion. We get a second. We'll get a vote, and then we'll go from there.
All right, so you make a motion to make the change?
Yes.
Motion by one to make the change. Do I have a second in that? All right, I do not. With no second in that, then we will move forward. Is there any motion? Well, it stays the same no matter what. So there will be a no action on that. All right, and now, I got one more we got to do for y'all.
Wait, before we move on to the no action on that, could a motion be made to make it to whether with the judge in charge was approved?
Well, it's set up that way anyway. We just would have to be hold tighter to that.
Yeah, I mean, but everybody knows that y'all have the right to tell them no.
It's not meant to augment a department, okay?
Right.
It's not meant for that.
And I'm going to say this. The times we've asked, we've always tried to work with
and we had no issues. Charla. I want to let you know, we had no issues other than you stole
it. I know. And I did it with a smile on my face. But I would like to add, Commissioner, that the judge and Charla have worked with us and allowed us to have those in times of need.
Well, for the tally books, I guess, what I don't want to have happen with this position is for her to go work in another, or that person to go work in another department, come back to her office, sit in there with Charla, and tell Charla that while she was over there working, the other people on Facebook playing on their phone the whole time. That's what's bringing all this up, and we're tiptoeing around it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're all adults, and we all ought to know if you're going to borrow somebody from a department. Not speaking to you.
I know you're not.
You better be busy.
Yeah. Ask somebody to come work over there so that your employees can sit around in your office and not do anything. And then we end up in this discussion, and Commissioner Tran has to go to the bathroom, and we're still talking about it.
I think you're getting some enjoyment out of that. All right, we'll go look. It's a no action item. We'll move forward in any way. We'll just be more solid about what we do.
Tell them to call me.
All right, number 45, discussion of possible action regarding the part-time temporary position of the GIS specialist to a full-time position in an NE6 beginning 2026-2077 budget year. Again, this is one, this is Commissioner Trahan, I actually put on here. They asked for this. We have a program that we bought. It's a GIS program. We have somebody working in that now as a part-time position. Hopefully, whenever he finishes school, we would love to be able to move him into a full-time position because he is extremely good at what he does. And this GIS system that we bought and paid for
has a lot of ability.
It's gotten a lot more. And as we get deeper into it, we're learning more about what we can do with it. And so that's the reason we're wanting the request of the change here to go from a part-time to a full-time.
Only concern I got about that is because I hadn't talked to him much and know what y'all are doing with him much. Mm-hmm. Is the position going to continually have work, or right now as we're setting everything up?
Yeah.
It's got more work that it can be.
There's several departments in here that can speak on it. I think he's got with machine control, with the parks.
I knew he'd work with parks.
That's program we bought.
There's more to grow with that, I think. So
yeah, and it's not emergency management's position. It's really a countywide position. Yeah.
But we got to put it somewhere.
It's just going to land in your deal. But
and each group can have their own layer. Each group can have their own layer, so you can do it.
Like what I did at the appraisal district with the Matt Roden.
When we bought the program, we had somebody, and she left us as soon as we bought.
And it's been very difficult to find. That's a very specialized,
hard to find. Even just finding an intern, took us a little bit to find an intern.
It's about 8 months.
Yeah, and so...
The only concern I had was if we were creating a position that was going to add to the county salary.
And
not have something for him to do later.
We also want to maintain him at a part-time status, right, Joel?
Well,
no, this says full-time.
At least until we get the full-time hired.
Yes.
Whether that's him
so
or
we can put that in the motion to maintain the part-time position until his availability to move to the full-time position. You know, but we need that proof because if we don't do it now, then we're going to be in the middle of the year. He's going to finish, and we're not going to be able to offer it to him. And we need to be able to offer that.
What's his pay level part-time?
It's a
$20 an hour. I think it's $20 an hour.
That's flat. As an interim student.
Yeah, and he's not working 40 hours a week.
Yeah, it's only 29 hours. I think it's at 20.
Yeah, I think he actually works 20.
I have to verify that.
Yeah, and we come up with 86 levels when we just look at what the skill set is, when we look at his education and have a master's degree. I mean, just all that kind of landed in our matrix at an 86 level.
So this is where that salary would be?
It would start at
$59,488.
And
we've lost the last one.
Yes.
SRA paid a heck of a lot more.
That would be the salary.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I'm just listening to them talk, so they can get those.
Make them up.
Motion by four, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor, ma'am?
That salary or hourly?
No, it's an hourly position.
Hourly.
86.
Non-exempt.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's gotta go, man. Yeah. I seen John move that fast. To the body.
Where'd Judge Jenkins go?
He said he had
to. I think he had to go too. All right, item number 46, so we need to wait on him to get back, and then otherwise I'd have to make a statement that he's not in here to listen to the motion. So.
You can do that either way you want.
Okay. Yeah, so Commissioner Trahan has stepped out. We'll go ahead and move forward on this one. And if it gets discussion and he comes back in, then we'll bring him back into it. See you later. Item 46, discussion possible action regarding release of the surety bond K41651313 taken out by Golden Pass Pipeline LLC in relation to the pipeline construction project.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by two, second by four. Any further discussion? You want to add anything to that, Ms. Denise, or we're good?
If you guys are comfortable with the status of the project, then I don't have any issue with it.
Okay. All in favor? Any opposed? That's 4-0, and I will make a note. So Commissioner Trahan had stepped out. Yeah, I know. Hey, I know. Right, item number 47, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with the Assistant County Attorney one or more discrete and unrelated matters regarding pending threat litigation, as well as to seek to receive information and advice from the Assistant County Attorney in legal matters that are not related to litigation or settlement litigation, but are matters on which the duty of the attorney to be reported otherwise conflict with Chapter 551. Ms. Denise.
We'll start with the court, myself, and Tracy.
Yeah, a little bit higher than that.
And we are closed at 12:02.
Without reporting.
We are going to open back up at 12:47 to take any action deemed necessary.
The only action I recommend is for the court to authorize me to settle a minor damage claim involving a citizen vehicle sunroof.
Mm-hmm. Second.
All right. So I have a motion by one, second by two. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And we'll put
motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by 4 second by three to adjourn at 12:47.
See you at 1:30.
I know.
Do your